Rabbi, I before I go on in the Chavis Levavos we're holding in Perek Gimel, I just want to add some points to previous ideas mentioned in the Chavis Levavos. We emphasized a few times in the past weeks in the Chavis Levavos that not only does the Rabbi Shalom love us more than anyone, but nobody can love us unless the Rabbi Shalom puts love into their hearts for us. Actually, I found in the Medrash in yesterday's Parsha, Parsha Yeshiv, it's Mamish and often the Medrash, Medrash Rabbah Parsha, Pei Dalet, Simon Yud Ches, based on a Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Navi asks, in the name of Klal Yisrael, Lama Taseini Hashem Midrachecha. Hashem, why do you deviate me? Why do you push me away from your ways? Hashem, why do you not allow me to walk on the straight path? So Klal Yisrael is saying that even though we have a klal, Hakol B'nei Shemayim Chutz Mir Shemayim, that everything is in the hands of heaven except for fear of Hashem, yet we still can be zeichet as yat the Shemayim from the Rabbanu Shalom. The final decision is ours. But still we ask Hashem, Hashem can make it easier for us to serve Him and choose the right things, or He can make it harder. So the Klal Yisrael asks, Lama Taseini Hashem Midrachecha? Why, Hashem, are you making it so hard? It's clear that you're making it very difficult. Of course, the final decision is ours. Zok the Medrash, Kishiratisa Nasata Velibam Lehov, Ukshiratisa Nasata Velibam Lisno. And based on that, said the Medrash, going back to the Shvatim with Yosef, you see that really our emotions are really in the hands of Hashem. Our emotions are in the hands of Hashem. Just like Hashem can regulate, it's a gewaltige Medrash, Hashem can regulate the thermostat on how much we love Him or how indifferent we are in Him. You have to have siyata d'shmaya, have a passion for the Rabbanu Shalom. Most people never don't. Kalta yidin, I can't imagine a bigger klal than to be a kalta mensch, to daven without any passion, without any feeling. So same thing, just like love for Hashem is a gift that Hashem puts in our hearts or takes away, so to love for people. The Shvatim, Kishuratisa Nasata B'Livam Lev. Later on, when they have Charat of selling Yosef, 22 years later, you put in their hearts to love Yosef. Ukshuratisa Nasata B'Livam Lisnai. And when Hashem wanted, He put into their hearts to hate Yosef. It wasn't a Pashat Zach that brother should hate Yosef so much. The Tirak Deitch is just giving us the external reasons. But there are plenty of family feuds. All families have feuds, I think by definition. That's how it works. And there's always some feuds. So you always hate the people you love the most. And there's another measure that says that that's why the letter Ohev and Oyev are so close to each other. Because you hate, the Oyev is really the person you should have an Ohev. It works both ways. But, so the fact that the Shvatim should hate Yosef to the point, mamish, of murder, this is from the Rabbanu Shalom. So the Medrash says it comes from the Rabbanu Shalom. Kshishuratisa nasata v'libam lev, ukshuratisa nasata v'libam lisnai. It's all from the Rabbanu Shalom. Again, everyone has a free choice ultimately, but Hashem raises or lowers the emotional thermostat. Fascinating Medrash from yesterday's parasha. Mamash lechavis levavos. Also in yesterday's parasha, see, if you're holding a bitachon, Hashem sends you stuff. Hashem sends in yadim, sends taira for whatever you're searching. If you don't search, Hashem throws it at you. So, of course, one of the big subjects we discuss in Chavis Levavos, that's what you hear, is that bitachon and parnasa, so you shouldn't have to work too hard. Every half hour you spend in Chavis Levavos on Sunday morning, you save at least 10 hours hustling the rest of the week. You don't have to make all those extra calls. You have to send those big seasonal gifts to your suppliers. It'd be nice. Rosh sends you parnasa, not your suppliers. So, we all know that one of the great lessons that we talk about was from yesterday's parasha, Yosef HaTzadik. Baruch HaGever, Asher Yiftach V'Hashem, V'Hoy Hashem Eftacha, V'Loy Pon El Rehovim. Yosef, the Medrash says about Yosef that Baruch HaGever blesses the man who puts his faith in Hashem, V'Loy Pon El Rehovim, doesn't turn to arrogant people for help. And this is, Chazal said, this is Yosef HaTzadik. That Yosef HaTzadik actually turned to the arrogant for help. He turned to the Sar HaMashke for help. And because he said, Zechartani, Vizkartani, twice, so he was, it was added 2 years to his life. 2 years to his cell life. His cell life added, was added to for 2 years in jail. So 10 years, he got 12 years. So everyone asked the question, the Beis Levi, I mean, Alan Midrashim asked the question, the Beis Levi, everyone, many starts off by saying, Baruch HaGev HaShi Yitzhu B'Hashem, this is Yosef HaTzadik. And that person didn't turn to wasted, empty, arrogant places for help. This is also Yosef HaTzadik. So on the one thing we're saying, Yosef HaTzadik is the man who has the ultimate bitachon Hashem. And then we're describing Yosef as someone who put his bitachon in something wasted and empty. So, the Mefarshim tell us that what it means is exactly that. That bitachon is so personal. There's nothing as personal as a person's level of bitachon. And every person is judged differently by Hashem. And based on Hashem's, the way Hashem dealt with this person always, according to this person's madrega, Hashem is more makbar than the person. It's a little bit dangerous to become a Baal Bitachon. It's good and it's dangerous because when you're Baal Bitachon, so you're held to a higher standard. So Lamaisa, if you're a regular driver and you drive 55 miles an hour, so if you're going slow, only 55 miles an hour, but if Chas Hashem is a blowout or something goes wrong, you're in better shape. If you're an Indy 500 driver, where you go a race 300 miles an hour, so you're moving along real fast, but if there's a blowout, you're in bigger trouble, and if there's a crash, you're in bigger trouble, so you're going faster, and you gotta be more careful, and the slightest mistake, and if you're an astronaut, it's even more meticulous. So the higher and the faster a person wants to go, you're held to a higher standard of precision and perfection. So Dafka, because Yosef was very high in Bitachon, and that's why Yosef, it says, can say that by Yosef, that he was Noisi Chayn. And I told you, Chayn, the Torah, the word Chayn is reserved only for special people. It doesn't even say Chayn by Avram, it doesn't say Chayn by Yitzchak, Yaakov, the word, derivatives of Chayn are mentioned, Chanani Hashem. But the word Chayn, Noyach et Chayn, Yosef et Chayn, Chayn is reserved for people who have Bitachon. Special Madregas of Bitachon. Noyach really had an incredible level of Bitachon Hashem after all is said and done. He waited for 120 years. That's an incredible feat. That 120 years a man builds a teva. We fail to appreciate how great that was. That the world is spitting on him. He's the only person in the world. Everyone's laughing at him, mocking him, despising him. He's the prophet of doom. Noyach, you're a doomsayer. And he keeps on building the teva for 120 years against the entire world. Now, Yitzchak Avraham is also against the entire world. But whatever reason it is, by Noyach it says, Noyach Matzachain. People who exhibit an extraordinary amount of patience waiting for Hashem, Azoyach Atachain. Yosef also had a lot of patience waiting in jail. He also says he was Kesed and Noyachain. Yosef was Noyachain. And, as I told you, Bitachon is Chain Toiv. The letters of Bitachon spell Chain Toiv, a good to Chain. A Baal Bitachon, see someone has Chain by people, a Chenem de Gemensch, that's usually a sign of Bitachon. Esther was also Noyachain. She waited a long time. What am I doing here in Achashverosh's palace, married to a Goy? Can you imagine the Tsar of Esther to be married to Achashverosh? Mordechai and Tzadik said to be married. And it took a while till she figured out why she's there. It was quite a few years. And finally she realized why she had to be over there. So she was also Noisechen, because she was a Baal's Bitachon. So Yosef and his Madrega, it was a tain on him to even mention a second time to put his faith. He really was putting a little bit of his faith in the Sar HaMashke, as if the Sar HaMashke is the balabas over his getting out of jail. As a matter of fact, the Chazon Ish, the Amud Bitachon says, the tain on him was the end of the pasuk, v'leipon el rahavim. A rahav, rahav means a balgaiva. The Chazon Ish says, in the Amud Bitachon, as I'll say for the Amud Bitachon, something we'll have to learn that after we finish this, he says, don't put your faith, everybody has to come out to human beings for a little help. Everybody has to come out to help human beings a little bit. It's a status. Yosef overdid it, but the Nakuda is, he says, because this Sar HaMashke was a Balgaiva. You can never get help from Balgaiva. Because Mitzrayim is called Rahav. It says the pasuk says like Panor Rehavim, the Yezir Tzadik. So the pasuk describes, the Sar Mashkim as a Rahab. The other psukim also in Tilum it says Mitzrayim is Rahab. Rahab means a fellow with a big prayer. He's a isgablas in a person. He has an inflated ego. If a person has an inflated ego, you can be sure this Hashem doesn't want you to come onto him. A humble person, yeah, but the person has an inflated ego. This couldn't be your salvation. Also something to think about. Sometimes because it's a bizarre that to come on such a person. It makes you feel like nothing. So Hashem couldn't want it, that this is you're totally in this Balgaiva, this fellow with inflated ego, this strutting peacock. But that's another subject that the Chazanish is tied to the Tainan Yosef. Tat Shayach. It can't be your source. Because a Balgaiva Hashem can't stand. So how can you have Siyat Nishmaya from Balgaiva? Can't be. Now, the Baal Shem Tov is brought down here in the Halak Adivri Yecheskel, the Shinavir. He speaks about this subject too. And the Baal Shem Tov uses this question of Yosef HaTzadik, the Divri Yecheskel is in Paras V'yeshev, he brings down from the Baal Shem, Azam Maisa. And the Maisa, there's a few nuances here in the Maisa that give us a good insight to be talking. Once upon a time, the Baal Shem Tov didn't have money for Shabbos. So, Erev Shabbos in the morning, he went to somebody's window. He went to the window of a man of means. And he just gave a light tap on his window. And he said, Ichdarf of Shabbos. I need some money for Shabbos. And right away, he left. He just gave a light tap on the window pane. Ichdarf of Shabbos. And he walked away. Well, if the Baal Shem makes a little tap, you can be sure that a little tap on the window from the Baal Shem has a tremendous ripple effect. And reverberated in the heart of this Gvir. And he jumps up and he runs out and he's looking. He runs, he was in bed. Jumps out of bed, gets dressed, goes running down the street. Who knocked on my door? Who tapped on my window? And he finds the Baal Shem. So he catches up with the Baal Shem and says, I heard that faint whisper, Ichdarf of Shabbos. If you need for Shabbos, so why don't you wait? Why don't you knock on my front door and wait for me to answer the door? And I'll give you an adava. You have a little tap on the window and you run away. What's whip shop? So the Baal Shem Tov says, Azoy, listen to this. La'ilam, you know, the Gemara says that a man is called a Zohar. Zohar says the Gemara, Zekar. Kar Chofresh is a loaf of bread. That when a man is born, his bread comes with him. When a person is born, just like our entire biology is programmed into our genes, we believe that everything you're going to be, your health emits Hashem, your entire existence is programmed in the most minute detail into your genes, and you can't break the genetic. Now they're trying to break it, but that's the Matthias. The genes are your genes. So too says the Baal Shem. The minute a person Hashem makes up to create somebody. And the person is born, his parnasa is born with him. The pipeline of Shemayah parnasa is opened up the minute the person is born. And the same pipeline that gives you breath, the same pipeline that keeps your blood pumping, gives you parnasa. So people have an impression, again, as I always say to my Rebbe, we don't make a living, we take a living. It's here already. It's not the pshat that comes from a bunch of now, it came already. Anything we're going to make in the world is put away in a trust account, the bitachon account, it's put away in a trust account for us from the bunch. It's ours. The money is there. The only problem is that keneged that there's also a curse of b'zeis apecha toichalechem. Hashem said, you know, it's a curse. Other Rishon didn't listen to me. So he and his children are cursed. They have to sweat to eat bread. B'zeis apecha. They have to do something. Originally before the chait, a person was born, the trust account is there, and you just the vault and the door of the vault is open. Just walk in every day, take whatever you want. And it's Gan Eden. However, after the Chait of Adam Rishon, so now we have to sweat a little bit. But the amount of sweat is also depends on the person's Zachias. If a person has Zachias, minimum sweat. If a person is not Zaycha, or doesn't have faith in this trust account, that's what Bitacha means, I trust that there's a trust account. If you don't believe in this, you say, another one of these Rabbi Feuer fairy tales, Rabbi Fairy, we're going to change the name from now on. It's a fairy tale. So, if you don't believe in that, and you trust in your sweat, equity, you think, you take Bezeh as a pecha very seriously, So Gesundheit, take it very seriously. I told you last week from Futner, the story about the two brothers. Right? The Lamdan said, my brother and I both became Sukkim in the Torah. My brother, who goes out and works every day, is Mekan the Pasuk, a Bezeas, a Pecha, Toichalechem, the curse. And I'm Mekan the Bracha, Baruch HaGever, Shiftach B'Hashem. We're both Mekan Sukkim in the Torah. You have a choice, which Pasuk you want. Zog the Hele Gabal Hashem, everything we're going to make in our lifetime is there. We don't make a living, we take it. Hashem made it for us already. But there's a curse, a Bezeas, a Pecha, Toichalechem. And every person has a different level of sweat. And some people go running around for their pranas, and some can sit home and do a little, make a phone call. Make a little phone call. He says, I know that my level of ishtadlus, the amount of sweat, was the amount to knock on the window and say in a whisper, Ichdar from Shabbos, I was yaitzeh. That's it, and I walk away. I don't know. Opening the door is too much. Knocking on the door and waiting 5 minutes for you in the cold, so you get out of bed, it's doing too feel ishtadlus. It's overdoing it. I'm out of here. I'm gone. And Mele, I did what I have to do, and now the Rebbe will take care of the rest. Because if the money is there already, I just have the yaitz to the curse of Bezeas Abech. I was yaitz to the curse. I had to ask for it. Thus he does. Thus he does. So, therefore, yaitz of a tzaddik is such a madrega. So if yaitz of a tzaddik, instead of just tapping on the window, and maybe could have said to the Sar Mashkim, you know, I'd like to get out of here. Instead of that, it gives him a trust and says, remember me to Paro, and remember me to Paro, and don't forget me, and just think about me, and have a little, Hakor HaSatov. So, not to say that. That was too much for Yosef HaTzadik. Now, poor guy's in jail for 10 years, he's languishing in jail for 10 years, and yet, he's still such a Baal Madrega. So, you see, you can fall for your Madrega, but you know the Vart, there's a great, another big insight from a Simcha Zissel, which I'm still trying to understand. Rav Zuckerman, who was here, the Talmud of the Chavetz Chaim, was here in the summer. Ah, Mitzvah Shem, I hope the guys will meet him again. So, get a bracha of everybody from Rav Zuckerman. Remember Rav Zuckerman? So he told me from, he learned in Kel. He wasn't there in the time of Rav Simcha Zissel, but Rav Simcha Zissel says that if a person is tested and he flunks, so you think, in the Welt, if you flunk a test, you know, maybe they just demote you. You know, you make the class over again, make it easier for you. So if you're in school and you're a dummy, so the teacher has a special test for the dummies, you know. That's what it used to be. Today they make a special school already. But I'm all excited for the kids these make a special test for those kids. Teacher would deal with all kinds of kids. Today you can't deal with all kinds of kids in the class. You have to have all kinds of different things. But kids are, so in the belt, they make it easier for a person who flunks. But the Rebbeinu is just the opposite. If you flunk, Hashem gives you a harder test. Think about that. The Bitachon called jail, a very tough course. But now that he flunked the undergraduate, he was given a postgraduate course. So you get a PhD in Bitachon. So you're stuck in jail for another 2 years. So Hashem didn't make it easy as well. Yosef, why, you know, for 10 years you were such a Bobby talking, you doubted me every day, you flunked, you know, let's Rachmanas on you, get you. No, it's not Rachmanas. Because the purpose of life is to grow. The purpose of life is to steig. Hashem's not here to make life easy for us. Hashem is here to make us great people. Hashem wants us to grow. And when Hashem stops pushing us and bothering us, then we're not here, we're dead. As long as we're alive, as long as we're not pushing daisies, the Bajan is pushing us. That's the rule. So, and if you don't do a good job, Hashem says, well, you gotta go to postgraduate school now. Gotta give you the 2 more years postgraduate course in dungeon, in Bitachon, in the pits. So Yosef had to be in the pits for 2 more years. And then, Vayhi Miketz, and now he comes out, he gets a baccalaureate, he gets a summa magna. Summa is better than magna. He gets not cum laude, he gets magna cum laude, he gets summa cum laude at the top. Okay, that is the Akdama, that's the Akdama to Shah Bitachon for today. It's longer than the Shir. So, Zok, the Chayv Zlavav is here, Shah Bitachon Paragimel. So the Chayv Zlavav reminds us that the first thing is, again, we have to have a constant awareness all day to think about the good things Hashem is doing for us. The pasuk in Tilum Perek Mem pasuk Vav, Rabbi Sasisa Ato Adonai Elohai, Hashem, my God, you've done many things for me. Niflai Secha Machshavei Secha Aleinu. Your wonders and your thoughts are towards us. Ein Aroich Elecha. There's no end. There's no way of measuring how much you think about me. Agida Vadabera. If I want to start telling people about how good you are to me, Otzumu Misafer. It's beyond the capacity, my human capacity of speech, to even begin to relate how good you are to me. So this morning I got up, a little cloudy day, I don't like getting up, I like sunny days. We all like sunny days. Open up the blinds, and make sure you open up the blinds in the morning. State in the Heiliges Forum, that night you're supposed to put down the blinds, and in the morning you're supposed to put up the blinds. Just learned that. Where did I see that? I just saw that in the Sefer. Why? Because you're doing the same thing as in Gan Eden, in Shemayim. The reason why, you know, you get sleepy at night. Why are you sleepy at night? People, it's not your biological clock. Even if you try to break the biological clock, doesn't people sleep at night and they're up by day? Not because of light. You can shut out all the light. Because in Shemayim, at night they pull down the window shades of Gan Eden. So all of the Shefa is much slower at night. So since in Shemayim, the system slows down, they pull down the window shades in Gan Eden at night. So that's why our eyes get heavy, and our eyes, which are the entrance of Gan Eden, the lids start to droop, and our hearts start to get tired, because everything is closing down in Shemayim. And in the morning, everything opens up, so at night, at night we put down the shades to show that we believe, and there's nothing pashut. There's nothing but us that's pashut. Everything a person does, is putting down the shades is a statement. It's not time I put down the shades for privacy at night. You thought the shades were for privacy at night. That's not the reason for shades. Shades is a statement. I believe that Gan Eden is closing down, I'm closing down. Like Grad said in the forum, not easy. If we would work this way, we'd be much better off. The forum say that the shades really start going down early in the night. So the best thing is to go sleep real early, in the early part of the night. And then after Chatzos, that's when they start opening up the shades already. So you get up at Chatzos, you learn with the Geshmak, you say Tillim, Fatugs, and you learn, and it's Gevaltik. But we do the opposite. We stay up real late. And by the time we go to sleep, we can't sleep so well because they're opening up the shades already. Well, by the time we want to go to sleep, it's already before the crack of dawn. Mahal Shembai Ura Kavaydi, getting up. This is one of the prices we pay for fluorescent lights and for telephones and for other things that keep us up late at night. The good old days of Machaya, you get the candle. How much can you learn by a candle? You break your eyes. You ever try learning by candlelight? With 10 candles. You ever tried learning with 10 candles? We have good candles, mind you. 20 candles, schwach. It's very hard. Without glasses, mind you. Impossible. How they learn the Malkut Titan? So the kids, so you should know. So I get up in the morning and open the shade. First thing, I open up all the, I let the sun come through. There's no sun today. It's a gloomy day. So it's getting a little gloomy. Oh, gloomy day. You feel down, depressed. You start thinking of all the problems you have. And you know, it's not such a good life. It's not such a good life. Meh. Again, you know, Hashem didn't do a good job. He forgot about me. He must have let my name out of the Rolodex. You know, this isn't going right. That's not going right. And suddenly, the Yetzer starts getting your brain that it's a gloomy day. It's bad. It's not good. Oh, Hashem doesn't know. He forgot about me. He doesn't know me. He doesn't care about me. So a person has misgaber on that. Chas v'shalom. We have to the Baal be talking that to say it was and knows be a dear brewer. Rabbi is a seesaw, you do a lot of things to me. I'm alive, my blood is flowing, my heart is beating, Baruch Hashem, a nice rhythm. I need a pacemaker, Rachmanazan. My brain is working. Oh, Baruch Hashem, my hands are going, my head is going. Oh, everybody has so much to be happy about. Your miracles. It's a miracle, might just be alive. Roife Kalbasa or Mafli Lasois. You're thinking about me, Trenemo plan. You didn't forget me at all. There's no comparison to you. The biggest friend I have in the world. I think I have friends. Hashem is my best friend. There's no friend I can compare to the Rabbi Shalom. If the world would turn against me, I have a Zag good friend, the Rabbi Shalom. Ein Aroich Elecha. Agida Vadabeira Otsuma Misaper. If I try to start speaking and to verbalize how good Hashem is to me, it's overwhelming. It's beyond my capacity to speak about it. Now the covers of that, the sixth tnai of having been talking about Hashem. The seventh and last tnai, we were in this third chapter about the tnoyim. And the third tnai in Bitachon, I'm sorry, the seventh tnai in Bitachon in this third chapter is that we should know that everything in the world has a goal. This is very important. Take us a few minutes. Everything in the world has a gvul. Everything has a time and a place. And there's nothing we could do to speed things up or slow things down. Nothing. And this gvul that Hashem has set limitations and boundaries, and everything has a time and a place, is that's not in quantity, it's in quality. It's in everything in the world. Everything. You cannot push anything. Because, again, he says, just like I told you a minute ago from the Baal Shem, that the minute that person is born, Hashem was geizer, how much parnas will have his whole life? So shay nigzim in the shemayim, how much parnas are you going to have? The only question is, how much do you have to sweat to get it? But parnas is there. So too, zavta chavzalos in the bria. Everything's in the bria ready. From the beginning of Brejah's bar lakim, the Baal Shem decided exactly when you're going to get a new pair of shoelaces. Hashem decides when you're going to get a new pair of shoelaces. And if it's not time for your shoelaces, you have to go to the store to look for the shoelaces. The only problem is you go to the store, all they have is pink and purple shoelaces. And you have to wait till next week or go to another store. Because you go to the second store, you get your black shoelaces, but it's 25 minutes later. Because there's nigzim in the shemayim from Bereishis that your black shoelaces will not be inserted into those holes until 9:25 p.m. and 36 seconds and 50 chalakim. 50 chalakim. That's maybe the mailed. We said the mailed is exactly down to the chalakim. A chalak is one part of 1,080 in an hour. Azoyim in the Shemayim is niggas exactly when you're going to get this new pen, when this pen's going to run out. When this pen's going to run out. Niggas in the Shemayim exactly. So, again, in the middle is some place. There's another gzeira, how much we have to sweat. But niggas in the Shemayim. So like it was nigzim in Shemayim, you're gonna get your shoelaces. This is hard to understand. Again, these are not easy things to understand. We're dealing here with very, very hard things. But I don't know if I'll be zeichet to explain it or understand myself. But I'll try. The point is, there's a different way of thinking. So let's like this. So again, it's nigzim in Shemayim, with the Baal Shem is gvaltik. Nigzim in Shemayim, you're gonna get those shoelaces. From Sheishes, maybe Reishes, the Rebbeinu knows that Mr. Samanowitz needs black shoelaces. Anish Kemish Tanzim by the Chasna, without shoelaces. And it's nigzah exactly when you get those shoelaces. 9:25. Now, also though, this much, again, the room for your Bechira is over here, and where your chusah make a difference, except if you're a big mosque, we don't want to waste a minute. Hashem will make it. You go to the store exactly at 9:25, the shoelaces will be there, and you get it. Not best, your wife will go shopping for you, because she doesn't want you to waste your time from learning, and your boy is a boy, right? And she'll say, I'm getting the shoelaces. She goes and gets the shoelaces. You have the shoelaces. I'll light it. And there's no problem. But if you're wasting your time anyway, and your tzait is hefker, and you're going to waste your time in some Nairish guy, Hashem says, okay, fine. You go to one store, they don't have your size. The second store, it's pink. The third store, is closed already. You waste so much time because you don't care about time. So, the klala, sweat over it. But the shoelaces are yours, and you're not giving them a second earlier. How you get them, how much suffering you have to go through, how much sweat you have to exert on that already, this is a variable. Now again, I'm not gonna go further than this, because you can go meshuggah. You say, I called Sophia, I shoot some sunnah, that Hashem do it also, if you'll be a good person. We're not negating straight of them. Let's stick to what we can understand simply. What you're gonna get was nigzar. How you're gonna get it, this already depends on your zophius.
How can you reconcile Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, Ahas Hashanah, and also year to year, compared with you saying that a person is...
Oh, very good. So again, that's a very good question. These are very good questions. Again, I have to work at everything. I can't say I thought it, I didn't... The pshat, very, very posh. It's, again, niggas are like the Baal Shem, let's say. Right. Niggas in Rosh Hashanah, you can make in the course of your life, you make $5 million. But every Rosh Hashanah decided how much you're going to get of that. How much you're going to get? You get $5 million. How much? Two things niggas are. Baal Shem says elsewhere. Exigs are one thing, Rosh Hashanah, how much are you going to get of your trust fund? And number two, how much are you going to sweat over it? And you can change your zot. And he says that's the difference between Parnasa and Kalkala. Parnasa is a different divorce in Baal Shem. The Parnasa means how much you're going to get. So Rosh Hashanah, they said out of your $5 million trust fund, you're getting $100,000 a year. $200,000. Why not? You need to make a cost this year. I forgive you $200,000 from the trust fund. I'll give you a $10 million trust fund. You, my good friend. $10 million trust fund, you're getting $200,000 a year, Mitzvah Hashem, for three chasnas at least. So, if yesterday's kiddush, it's guaranteed. So, b'kitzer, but that's parnasa. Kalkola is l'chalkel, how it's divided. So Rosh Hashanah, you were a very good boy, and they decided that you're going to get the $200,000 real easy. It's going to come in monthly ink. It's going to come smooth. And right before the chasna, or no, 2 months before the chasna, you're going to get the money. So you shouldn't have to worry about anything. It'll be in the bank 3 months before the chasna. So you have no daigit. It's so geschmack. You go to the chasna, they're all paid up. Isn't that nice? You go to the chasna with the money in the bank 3 months in advance, noch to the tzi. So you can buy the wedding dresses and everything and be breitlach, you know? Ah, he's swooning already. But if you're not a good boy, so you're going to get it only 2 months in advance, or maybe a month in. Maybe you only get it the day of the chasna. So meanwhile, your heart is pounding. And you might just have to borrow the money. Hashem won't send it to you today after the chasna. You have to worry about it. You'll eat your heart out. Never. What's the chasna money? So it's nigzer what you're going to get, my friend, Rosh Hashanah. And what you're going to get, Rosh Hashanah, is nigzer from when you got originally, when you first were born, how much money you get. And how you're going to get it's another story. How are you going to get to another story? Depends. That's called kalkala, lechalkel, to sustain and to provide provision. The difference between the actual amount and the provision, how it is doled out.
The more you get now, the less you get tomorrow.
I mean, the year, as far as this year is concerned, yes. The Gemara says that. The Gemara does say that the person, the Gemara is a person should be careful not to throw his money away in the beginning of the year when he gets a windfall. That's also a test.
But,
except for I saw Shabbos Yom Tov and Talmud Torah. Shabbos Yom Tov is free, and the tuition for your kids is free, right, Shimon? You tell that to the Balabatim there. The tuition for the kids is free, so they pay full tuition. Anyway, I don't know about that. No, I don't. Look, I can't. I would even suspect, my friend, that I'll even say that Nigzim Shemayim, what you're going to get, and it's a Gemara like that too from Rebbe Huna, but. Could be. I'm not the Rebbeinu Shlomo. I can just give you the way I understand it. It would seem that way. That if it's nigzer the parnasa before you're even born, so it's doled out every year, and that's why there's a Gemara in Tainus. I think it was Rav Huna, or was Rav Elazar in Padas, I forget, famous Gemara, that he was an Omni the Evian, and he asked Rebbeinu Shlomo to give him more money, and Hashem showed him that it's impossible. He says, if you want, I can destroy the world and recreate it for you. That's a big tzaddik you are. But in this world, the way I set up the world, your trust fund is very schwach, and you're going to get no parnasa, because I want to give you the test of anias. You can't change it. Lassud love Hashem showed him 13 the Harida Farzmon. He has 13 rivers of perfume flowing for him. It's gewaltig. But as far as this world is concerned, it's a schwach amaisa. So, yeah, that's more as mashmi, you just can't change it. What was nigzer before you were born, you cannot change. Okay, everybody, so we'll stop here. That's the important thing to remember. We'll continue this, so we'll continue this in Mitzvah Hashem.